with all of our cyber technology that we have and the high-speed computers and the wonderful systems, do we not have a way to fend off an attack if China decided to attack the United States?
Well, let's put it this way. If the Chinese decided to launch either their DF-5 or their brand new DF-31 at the United States, at this moment, we have no defense.
None.
Zero. I can put this into the same terms of the statement made by the number two commander of the Chinese army. He made this statement a couple of years ago, and he made it very clear when he was being interviewed by the press that if the United States got in their way between China and Taiwan, that they would vaporize Los Angeles. General Jiang
Gengkai
is still the number two commander. In fact, after he made that statement, he was promoted to head of Chinese intelligence. If an American commander, an American general, had made a similar statement about a Chinese city, you could guarantee that they would have been fired on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're wimpy when it comes to things like that. But why is Taiwan so important to China that they would be willing to get involved in a war against the United States, even if they did vaporize L.A.?
Well, if you look at their doctrinal, the statements made, the political doctrine being issued by the CCP and by the Chinese army, and some of which I've posted because we've been able to obtain them. Believe me, there are people even within the CCP and the Chinese army that oppose these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese government fully recognizes that it cannot retain power unless it builds up a nationalistic fever within its own people. This is a classic empire, just like the Soviet Union empire kind of look. You cannot maintain power unless you are constantly expanding the empire. And the Chinese statements, for example, make direct references that to Taiwan must be returned to the motherland. This is very reminiscent of the 1930s doctrine statements that we heard coming out of Berlin,
right,
about places like the Sudetenland and Danzig had to be returned to the fatherland. Part of this is appealing to the nationalistic instinct of their people to turn outward in their anger instead of thinking about the daily oppression that they have in their own lives. And the Chinese have a number of different targets. We saw Hong Kong and Macau during the late 1990s come under the thumb of the Chinese government, and we've seen,
right,
just this week again, a Hong Kong political dissident who was publishing anti-communist statements on the internet has been jailed. Okay, that's an example of exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. Here in the United States, if you publish something that is against the government on the internet, they will, for the most part, ignore you as long as you're not putting up how to build a bomb.
Right.
On the other hand, in China, it is not unusual for you to be jailed for anti-socialist statements and incitement, but to be jailed for a number of years. And I have lists, continuous lists of names of Chinese cyber dissidents who were protesting things, oppression, corruption, any number of items that were rounded up by the police, taken, beaten, tortured. A couple of cases, they were killed before they even got to trial.
Right.
This is the kind of government that we're dealing with, okay?
And yet we do business with them. We trade with them. Mm-hmm. I go to my local store, as do, I would say, probably every one of our listeners tonight and this morning, and probably, what, 90, 95% of the items in the store made in China.
Yeah, therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
Because the kind of goods that we're referring to here, in low to medium consumer items, about one-third of those are actually manufactured by Chinese Army-owned companies. in some cases, the items that we're talking about, such as toys, clothing, plastic home goods that are manufactured in China, are done at Laogai prison camps. So we're essentially buying items manufactured by political prisoners. You know, this is no joke. You know, this is not something that is unknown, and that's one of the reasons why I sit down. I'll be talking to people from Amnesty International and the AFL-CIO about exactly these kinds of things. So you'd be surprised where you have conservative Republicans and very liberal Democrats, and we're both agreeing on the very same issue, which is we see a threat here, not only to the manufacturing and jobs in the United States, but we also see a threat of a country abusing its own population for profit. Now, the profit from these items, 50% of it is split off directly into Chinese army coffers. We're talking about money that goes into the Chinese army general pockets for their own personal use. I have a wonderful RAND report that was written in 1997 that outlined how a lot of these funds that end up in the Chinese general's hands are spent on lavish parties, foreign luxury automobiles, and put in Swiss bank accounts. When was the last time you heard the RAND Corporation admit that the Chinese generals have Swiss bank accounts?
I don't think I ever had. So.
Well, they published it, and it was classified until we forced the Clinton administration to release it because they didn't want the world to know that, yeah, you could bribe your local PLA warlord. But here's the other flip. That other half of the money goes directly into the coffers for military research, to purchase missiles, aircraft, and weapon systems, which are pointed at you and me.
So when our people go out for Christmas, let's say, and buy tons of toys for kids, 99% of them made in China, half of the profit on that is making weapons that could be used against us.
Correct. It is a real shame to note that in many cases, a lot of the toys that you are buying are being manufactured by prisoners of conscience, and the profits from that are being used to build weapons pointed at you and me. That's
what's happening. More ironic is that as we go into the Christmas season, you go into your stores and you'll buy nativity scenes and Christmas ornaments of angels and saints and all that kind of stuff if people want things with a religious connotation. And almost all of them are made in China. And you're talking about an atheistic country, so it's astonishing. Let me ask you this.
It's even worse in that, again, the Laogai prison camps, there's millions. An estimated 20 million people are currently imprisoned in the Laogai camps in China. We're talking about concentration camps, and they are prisoners because they had attempted to engage in freedom of speech or freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are forced labor. They will work 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, manufacturing plastic toys, and I can tell you right off the bat, that corporations such as Walmart and Toys R Us, Disney Corporation, are guilty of accepting deals with the Chinese Army without even blinking an eye and knowing full well. And if you don't believe me, go over to the AFL-CIO website and see the protests that they have lodged against this.